A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God. We did look at this portion in a different way when we looked at the gospel in Matthew chapter 7:21 last time, where the Lord, with the ultimate condemnation of people who claim they know him, says, "But I did not know you." And that is really what matters. It's not whether we claim to know him, but does he know us? And here we learn, if anyone loves God, he is known by God. In the Amplified Version it says, if anyone loves God with prompt obedience, he is known by God and owned by him. The question is, dear friend, are you known by God? Of course he knows every single human being, every intimate detail of our lives. It doesn't mean that. It means known in the sense of close fellowship, prompt obedience, a relationship that is clear, that is deep, that is true and genuine. Of course, we might fall into the trap of those in Matthew where Jesus says, but they will say, "Lord, Lord, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that?" The question is, did God do it through you? Or were you just acting in your own strength, doing things that you claimed were from God, but he disowns you? So you have to ask yourself the question, am I known by God? It doesn't matter whether you say and claim, "I know the Lord." Does he know you? If he truly knows you, you will bear good fruit because he is in you. You are connected to the vine, as the Lord Jesus says in John 15, that if the branch abides in the vine, that branch will bear good fruit, abundant good fruit. But the one that is not abiding in the vine will be cut off and burned. In other words, final condemnation. It is far safer to know on this side. Do you know God? Does he know you? That is really the ultimate test. Does the Lord know us? And if he knows you, you will know in your heart that you truly know him, and you will be bearing his fruit. You won't be doing things that are just in his name, but he will be doing things and bearing his good fruit through you, in you.